It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds sent nine batters to the plate in the top of the second, scoring five times and shutting out the Chicago White Sox on Saturday afternoon 5-0. Luke Maley had a two-run single in that inning, and with two outs, Spencer Steer delivered a big three-run double. Interestingly, after that second inning, the Reds never collected another hit, but they didn't need another one because of the real story of this game, and that was the job Nick Lodolo did. The Reds lefty came off the injured list before the game. He pitched 5 2/3 innings of one-hit shutout baseball. He didn't give up a hit until the sixth inning. Lodolo struck out 10 White Sox. Fernando Cruz and Brent Suter pitched a final 3 1/3 innings to close out the victory. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Jed. Well, Cowboy, what a great ball game all the way around. Just a fun afternoon of baseball. And it all started with Nick Lodolo because, boy, was he brilliant. Didn't know what to expect. He didn't disappoint, though.
Yeah, I thought his location was pristine. He looked like he was in midseason form and throwing the ball really on parts of the plate that we've not seen him do that with that kind of regularity. The slider was awfully good, even though we knew that coming in. But what a great changeup today. He was able to use that in a lot of counts, got some strikeouts with it. But I'll say this, that's about as good a fastball location, maybe the best fastball location that I've seen him have at any point in time that we've had Nick Lodolo.
And then on the other side, Garrett Crochet is no picnic. And he came out, struck out the side in the first, and then all of a sudden the bats locked in that second inning, and they didn't let up.
Well, I think anytime you're facing a guy that's a good pitcher, and make no mistake about it, Crochet can pitch. He's a tough guy to be able to square up. But when you're facing guys like that, when the window opens and you have the opportunity to take advantage, you have to do it right then. And you look back at the way the scoring went, and that's exactly what the Reds did. They scored five runs there in the second inning. The big two-out hit by Spencer Steer, driving home three runs with the bases loaded. That was right after Maley got the Reds on the board with the two RBI single. But I think when you look at how you defeat a great pitcher, you have to get them when they're at their weak point. And Crochet was struggling there in the second inning, and the Reds took advantage of it.
Reds get the job done, win it 5-0. Now break out the broom, see if they can go for a series sweep.
Amen.
Sunday afternoon. Yep.
Thanks, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds shut out the White Sox Saturday afternoon, and now to the highlights. Left-hander Garrett Crochet made the start for the White Sox. He struck out the side in the top of the first. Nick Lodolo, fresh off the injured list, started for Cincinnati. He struck out the first batter he faced. He then got a ground ball for out number two. He then ended his first inning in nearly a year by taking care of Gavin Sheets.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Welcome back, Nick Lodolo. Two punch outs in his first inning back, part of a 1-2-3 first to the second. No score, Reds and White Sox. We're going to have some fun today.
Reds gave Lodolo a lead in the top of the second off Crochet. Jaymar Candelario led off with a double. Stuart Fairchild singled, moving Candelario to third base. Ellie De La Cruz struck out, but Santiago Espinal walked to load the bases. Next up was catcher Luke Maley.
And there's a line drive, base hit into left field for Maley. One run home. Here comes Fairchild around third of the plate. Throw home, cut off. No relay to third as the relay is fumbled. Espinal going first to third on the two-run single by Luke Maley, and the Reds have a 2-0 lead.
Boy, that is a huge hit by Luke Maley.
Bubba Thompson then struck out, but Jonathan India walked, so the bases were loaded again with two outs and Spencer Steer at the plate.
Crochet's into his windup, and here comes the 2-2 pitch to Spencer Steer. Swing and a line drive down the left field line. Fair! Into the corner it goes. One run's home. Two runs are home. Here comes India around third. He will score. It's a three-run bases-clearing double for Spencer Steer, and the Reds have put up five here in the second.
And Spencer Steer needs to open his own RBI store. That's just straight raking.
Lodolo hit the first batter he faced in the bottom of the second, but then retired the next three. He pitched a perfect third inning with one out in the bottom of the fourth. It appeared that Gavin Sheets was going to be standing on second base when he hit one into the right center field gap, but Stuart Fairchild had other plans.
Now the pitch is swung on, and this ball is drilled toward the right center field gap. On the run, Fairchild, he dives, and he caught it!
Oh, my goodness,
what a play by Stuart Fairchild! A headlong diving catch in the right center field gap to take a hit and extra bases away from Gavin Sheets.
Well, that is straight highway robbery. Not only a Superman dive, but a Superman dive backhanded.
Wow.
In the bottom of the fifth, Lodolo struck out Paul DeJong. He struck out Zach Remillard. Dominic Fletcher was hit by a pitch, but then Lodolo ended his fifth inning of no-hit baseball against Martin Maldonado.
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ten strikeouts for Nick Lodolo through five shutout and hitless innings.
Lodolo finally gave up a base hit when Robbie Grossman led off the bottom of the sixth with an infield single. Lodolo got two outs in the sixth, and his day was finished. Fernando Cruz came on to get the final out of the inning. Here's the pitching line on Nick Lodolo. 5 2/3, one hit, no runs, one walk, 10 strikeouts, two hit batters, 91 pitches, 62 of those four strikes. Cruz pitched a 1-2-3 seventh. Brent Suter came on and pitched a scoreless eighth inning, and he got some great defense behind him.
This ball's cranked to left center field off the bat of Maldonado. It is well hit. It is deep, and it is caught! Bubba Thompson out of nowhere makes a sensational sliding catch on the warning track right up against the wall in deepest left center field.
Well, we have seen two tremendous catches. One by Fairchild in right center, and that one there by Bubba Thompson. Wow.
You want to talk about some closing speed. He made the catch and then went right into a little pop-up slide right at the base of the wall. It's a dangerous catch, really, that close to the fence. And now Suter spins in a first-pitch breaking ball for strike one to Robbie Grossman. Oh, goodness. Reds are flashing some leather today. Swing and a miss on a backdoor slider. It's 0-2.
That was a great play.
Suter came back out for the ninth. He held Chicago scoreless, and that was that. Reds win it 5-0. Here are the totals for Cincinnati. 5 runs on 4 hits, no errors, 2 left on base. For Chicago, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They strand at 6. Lodolo, the winner, 1-0. Crochet, the loser, 1-2. No home runs in this game. 2 hours and 29 minutes, 22,598 on hand in Chicago. With the victory, the Reds are now 8-6. With the defeat, the White Sox drop to 2-12. Time to hear from Reds starter and winner, Nick Lodolo.
I was anxious to get out there, for sure. I settled in there pretty good, and then I just had to keep going. It's been a minute since I've been in competing like that and stuff like that. So, you forget some things along the way just to keep yourself in it and keep going.
How much were you working on adrenaline, and how much was that under control as you were able to do what you wanted
there
to do?
Yeah, I definitely had a little more adrenaline than normal, but nothing crazy. Honestly, my start in spring training, my first one, was like adrenaline was through the roof. But no, like I said, I was just anxious to get out there. It's been a minute, so it felt good to be back.
You knew you had a no-hitter there, right, going into the sixth?
Yeah, I did, but I'll be honest with you. I wasn't even the slightest bit worried about it because I knew I was not going online unless there was just no way. So, and like I said, at the end of the day, that's just something that happens off of just making good pitches and stuff. But like I said, I just wasn't even worried about it. I was just like, I just got to keep going. As long as I can, that's really what I was worried about.
Your curveball seemed like it was doing what it always does. It was coming in on the back foot of guys. Is that exactly how you wanted it to look today?
Yeah, my last start, I didn't have the best feel for it, so I worked on it a little bit this week. I was happy with it. It definitely did its thing. I got a couple guys with it. At the end of the day, that's not what I'm trying to do, but it's the nature of the pitch. Overall, though, I was pleased with it, so it was good.
Given the adrenaline we saw, I mean, I looked at one point you had thrown two-thirds of your pitches for strikes. Were you surprised at how much you were able to pound the zone given kind of the whole situation?
Not really, honestly. That's my main key, is just to go out there and just fill up the zone. At the end of the day, I'm not going up there thinking the guy gets the play to strike him out or anything. I'm just literally trying to make good pitches. So, like I said, good things happen from a result of that. So I think that's why I was in the zone a lot.
Sunday afternoon, the Reds go for the three-game series sweep as right-hander Graham Ashcraft goes to the mound for Cincinnati. He is 1-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Right-hander Michael Soroka will pitch for Chicago. He's 0-1, his ERA 6.14. We're on the air with the pregame show at 1:40. First pitch is scheduled for 2:10. And once again, the final score on Saturday afternoon, the Reds shut out the White Sox 5-0. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.